Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katz from TV's here Sunday morning. Well, every Sunday morning we let our mind wander and we talk to our in-house genius, Dr. Peter Mihalos, and ask him what else is new besides medicine. Good morning, Dr. Mihalos. What else is new besides medicine?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Cats Roundtable audience. Today we're going to talk about something really fascinating, and it's about tomorrow's future. And when you think about Star Trek, you think about the force field around the Starship Enterprise. Well, actually, Earth has its own force field around the Earth, and that's our force field that protects us, called the magnetosphere. And how this is created, it was first discovered in 1831 that we have this magnetic field around the Earth, and that we have a north and a south pole. And what happens is, when you think of the Earth inside, there's still melting metal and still heated metal in the core of the Earth. And we're actually spinning as we sit here. We don't feel it, but we're going 1,000 miles an hour. And that spinning motion of those metals creates a magnetic field. In addition to spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, we're actually going around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. And that's how long it takes, 365 days, to go around the sun once. So you can imagine how big the sun is.
And I understand the whole solar system is moving in another direction.
Absolutely. Everything is moving, and it's a delicate balance of push and pull of magnetic fields and gravity. And the Earth, at its widest point, is about 25,000 miles wide at the equator. But what this magnetic field that is necessary for life does, it protects us from solar wind, from particle radiation from the sun, because occasionally the sun does something called coronal mass injections, which are large clouds of magnetized plasma energy, which would fry us if we didn't have this magnetic field, and it bounces off like a force field. And we also have cosmic rays that are coming and traveling from deep space. And when you have these particles, the magnetic field repels it. And they've actually shown historically that in years where there were these coronal mass injections or high amounts of radiation hitting the Earth, in those years, those babies born in those years don't live as long as the rest of the population. And this is well documented. So think about how powerful these particles and radiation hitting and potentially damaging DNA. And we wouldn't have life with this invisible protective magnetic field. And the magnetic north and south poles are always shifting a little bit. And around every 300,000 years, they've shown historically through certain samples inside the Earth that it's actually flipped several times. And, you know, it's an issue if you're using a compass, it would actually flip. And what's really fascinating is that sea turtles and fish and certain birds have an internal compass in their nervous system, and they actually can sense the direction of magnetic fields. So that's completely fascinating that they have this high sensory perception that we as humans don't have.
There are some scientists that say that the number is possibly 26,000 years that the Earth, the North and South Pole flips. And there were some incidences in the North Pole in the last couple of months where NASA sent up some special, rockets to view some of the things that were happening. Have you heard anything new about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually send out space probes that measure these magnetic fields and gravitational fields. And that's actually the basis of how we got to get to Mars with probes, because of the way it works is we don't have enough fuel to get there. So what we've learned through this instrumentation is you shoot out a rocket, and then it catches the gravitational field and magnetic field of the next planet, and then it goes into its orbit and basically gets a push and a kick from that gravitational and magnetic field. And these are the probes we sent out. Actually, a lot of them were developed by a scientist at Johns Hopkins named Stamatios Kriniges, who was born in Chios and trained with Van Allen, who actually built America's first satellite. And those probes go out and they measure these magnetic fields and gravitational fields. And basically, it's used as a booster when we want to jump from planet to planet to get into outer space, which is completely fascinating science and Star Trek-type science. And the other thing that you and I talked about the other day was that even events like large earthquakes or internal shifts in the crust of the Earth also affect the magnetic field of the Earth and can shift it several miles.
So that's well, we had Dr. Sky on before, and he talked about the volcano, the giant volcano underwater that went off early January that affected the magnetic poles.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fascinating what's happening on the Earth. And then another thing we want to update our audience on are some of the new amazing things that are happening with cancer treatment and actually Operation Warp Speed and this whole process of science that's occurred here. You know, we've basically turned lemons into lemonade, and some of the new technologies through the research being done for COVID is also resulting in some potential cancer treatments. And this past year, we're seeing now these things called T-cell activated nanoparticles, where they're going to inject substances inside that will tell our own natural T-killer cells, which go after cancer cells, to superactivate them to go after cancer cells. We're seeing whole cell vaccines against tumors, where basically they're going to biopsy your tumor, keep a separate sample, send it to a lab, and basically look at the surface proteins on your specific tumor and make a vaccine that's customized just to your tumor. And that's happening now as we speak. And we're also seeing that we're going to start labeling aging as a disease, a new area of medicine, that if we slow down aging, we'll see less cancer, heart disease, and dementia, because if the organism doesn't age as much, they don't get those diseases. And then we're also seeing something new called antibody drug conjugates, called ADC, which are targeted treatments and making antibodies against specific tumors and cancers. And we might be seeing with the new mRNA technology as we speak in Germany, BioNTech, which originally was a company that switched to making a COVID vaccine, but they were originally working on breast cancer and pancreatic cancer vaccines and making these mRNA custom vaccines to attack the surface proteins of those types of cancers to treat and also possibly even to help prevent cancer. So we're seeing some amazing things. So that's why I always tell people, don't attack the pharmaceutical industry, because price controls result in shortages, and they need to have the money to do research and development and to be able to make all these new amazing things that will change our lives and improve the quality of our lives.
That's what President Trump turned them on by not making them liable to the lawyers that were chasing them on vaccines. Give us an update on, we have a minute left, on the COVID crisis. Anything new?
Well, what's new is that we're in a whole different place now, where we have antibodies. The COVID antibody, the GlaxoSmithKline, is working well against Omicron and Delta. We just need to make it more available, because there are shortages and we need to improve our supply chain. We do have the oral antivirals, but nobody seems to be able to get them in any pharmacies when I speak to doctors around the country. So we do have a supply chain issue. We are seeing that the Omicron is running out of people to infect. So therefore, it looks like we're going to be achieving herd immunity. And I predict a sharp downward decline in the number of COVID cases by March. And hopefully things will be turning around. The only thing that can change it is unless we develop some type of a new super variant. But other than that, things look like they will be getting better in the short term. In the winter, as people are gathering indoors, things are getting worse. But, you know, this too shall pass and things will get better. And it'll be just like an annual flu event, and also new variant-specific vaccines.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Mihalos. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for bringing us all up to date. And we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you. And thanks for always getting the truth out.